the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, man, how are you?
So what is up
Peckerwood?
With The Rock? I know you think about that quite frequently.
You talking about Dewey? DJ?
The Rock.
The Rock?
Yeah.
Dwayne.
You talking about Rocky's boy.
Talking about, God bless. Oh, don't say it. Flex Cavana. That was his first wrestling name. Flex Cavana.
I like
then
that.
Then he was.
Flex Reflex.
Rocky Maivia.
Yeah. You talking about the great one?
Oh, Roro.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you think Rihanna has issues with people calling her Riri? I would. I would have major issues with that.
She ought to have issues with that forehead.
That's true.
I like her.
Yeah?
She sings very well.
Then you'd like that Kristen Wiig character where she has the baby hands because she's got a big forehead in that, too.
I do like
God.
That.
You'd like Megan Mind then.
The Lawrence Welk
She's
bit.
Funny. So back to The Rock. A while back, I say 10 years ago, as people were talking about The Rock, might, you know, if he ever wanted to run for office, he'd be the one the people would probably put in office.
I don't know if they feel that way anymore.
Not anymore. Mm-hmm. So you want to hear The Rock's take on politics right now?
Yes.
Well, you're out of luck because he doesn't want to talk about it.
Damn it, Dewey.
I think I know this. The reason why, and I think it makes perfect sense, is that he was on Kamala's bandwagon, and because, you know, he's like closely associated with Oprah. Yeah, because they have a charity together. So that you have to, like, you know, you can't bite the hand that feeds, and Harpo feeds. So when you now are a board member and hold a seat on the board for a company that donated 40 or 50 million to the Trump campaign.
A lot of money.
I'll look up the exact number, but you because you would offend your own board members, you know? Like, yep. You would offend TKO, Ari May, all those people would be so pissed that he spoke on his You saw what it, you know, Foley left the company because he didn't agree with the company's political status. Like, wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's respectable.
I don't care if freaking Putin buys this radio station. As long as he pays me in American green money.
I'll give you lots of money.
I'd be a little concerned.
All
right, so the new issue of Esquire, The Rock says, quote, "Politics is omnipresent and it's forever." I don't like it. I hate it at times. I hate the slinging. I hate the BS that comes with it.
You know, some people still think, yeah, the greatest WrestleMania match of all times. You know, WrestleMania 18.
With the three-way?
He and Hogan. Which, the build-up to it, at least, was
for what perfect. It was, yes. It was the closest thing to a fantasy dream match you're ever going to get. But, I mean, the Rock sold for The Rock put Hogan over strong.
You can smell what The Rock is cooking, that's why.
The Rock and Stone Cold wasn't too shabby either. That was a good one.
You know, I bet you who gets pissed off is Dwayne's maid.
Why?
Because she's like, he don't cook nothing.
He don't do
I
anything.
I cook it all. Dwayne not cook nothing. I'm doing an impression of an American, by the way, for those that can't see me right now. I'm wearing a
I knew you were.
And I'll be honest with
patriotic
you.
Patriotic shirt today.
As far as, like, wrestlers, he's hot.
Okay. Tom, wait, what is that? You go out there on that limb with a bunch of other hot women out there.
That's about it.
Yeah. You think he's attractive?
I do think he's attractive. Yeah.
He was great at the roast. The way they did the entrance, the jokes.
I wasn't expecting him to do better than freaking Tony himself.
And I like that, you know, some in his movies he has like a personality and a sense of humor. That's important.
Yeah.
When it comes to wrestling, since
I
take it seriously.
What, wrestling? Yes, you can.
It's not real to you men. It's a show.
You know what? I'm going to split your forehead open hard way if you don't chill
out. It's not a male.
You're about to get tatered.
You talk too much. Homeboy, you never shut up.
I hurt your feelings.
You're about to get tatered all to hell.
You know what? I'm going to hard way you.
Bruce Springsteen and his overly political shows that he does. And he thinks Bruce and...
Booth.
And President Trump should sit down and talk.
Cousin Brucey.
And he says, quote, I don't know where that goes, but I do know that it's an important step. But people aren't going to agree about everything, so I don't ever want the two to meet. They don't have the same beliefs.
Who asked him this question? Does it say that?
It was an Esquire.
Oh. Oh, so an attorney asked him.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. He's just...
I know.
You wonder how those people would react if Kimmel, you know, saw Trump, met him, if, you know, Springsteen, people that, you know, outwardly don't like Trump.
Yeah.
Would they do that to his face? You wonder.
I would say no. I mean, considering, you know, the stuff where they're getting, you know, about if you criticize certain things online, you... could be looked at as a domestic terrorist. I don't think that will happen.
I mean, it's, God. Even if you don't like somebody for whatever reason, and there could be a lot of good reasons, there's got to be some kind of, you know, personal decorum, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, hell.
Yeah.
So the Rot's, his politics.
The Rot.
The Rock's politics. He identifies himself as an independent.
You smell like
I don't like
kicking.
What the Rot is cooking.
The Rot.
He endorsed Joe Biden against Trump in 2020. He didn't endorse anybody in 2024. So that's the deal. And that's why he remains just kind of neutral, because he doesn't want to sweat the small stuff.
Do you know what the Rot says? He says this. God dang it.
The Rot.
Hang on.
God dang.
I got to reset it. All right, take two.
All right, say it again, Paige. Say the Rot.
Oh, the Rot. You know what the Rot says? The Rot
what
says this.
Smell what the Rot is cooking.
That sounds like a compilation. That was just one.
It does.
Yeah. Probably it was.
I don't know what Mark had for lunch that day.
But. I think he went to his local firehouse and had some chili. I'm not talking about restaurants. I'm talking like an actual firehouse.
Canned chili is the worst.
Shout out Boiling Springs District.
Okay, when I say that they donated to the Trump campaign, it doesn't mean that they necessarily donate the Trump campaign. It may have donated to something like rebuilding America Now.
Rebuilding my pocket.
Or, I don't know if this one was associated with Trump. It was called Future 45.
You know what?
I find it hard
to believe any company headed up by Ari Emanuel, whose brother was, you know, is still a Democrat his entire life. Mayor of Chicago was in Obama's cabinet.
Right.
Find it hard to believe he would be on with Trump and give him anything as far as his company goes.
You talking about Ari or Nick? I'm sorry.
Ari.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, he also doesn't show up. He's one of those guys that you donate to a PAC and not the actual thing, because then you can say, oh, I didn't know what the PAC was.
Which anybody could start.
Yeah, it's like starting to GoFundMe. GoFundMe, Daddy.
Yeah, yep. Daddy.
They're going to merge.
You want a collector's item?
When you see all these ruthless political ads, they're all from PACs.
Oh, yeah.
That's where they... How many of those anti-Mark Lynch ads were PACs, you know? Chaos and cocaine and this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
They were funny.
They wasn't labeled AI either.
No.
So the Cleveland Cavaliers, they auctioned off chairs that celebrities sat in during the NBA playoffs.
Cavs? Couldn't have been a whole lot.
No.
And Taylor Swift's chair went for $7,000, far outselling Travis Kelce's.
I bought his chair.
I already rubbed the logo off.
Timothy Chalamet and Kylie Jenner and others.
Elliot across him.
If I could have any chair, I want the one Bobby Knight threw.
Oh, God, that would
be the chair to have.
Where's that one at?
I don't know. I've got, I didn't get it. I've never been to WrestleMania. I've got WrestleMania 20, whichever one had the flames on it or whatever. I bought it secondhand. It's one of those, if you've got one of them, whatever, it turns into like a regular chair. Not that you sit in it, but put stuff in it.
That was Los Angeles, right? 20 or 21 was Los Angeles.
I didn't go. I bought it from somebody. It's not even like a what do you call it? A conversation starter. Like, it just identifies itself. Oh, that's a chair from WrestleMania.
Okay. I'm pretty sure it's where Blue Tista won his first title.
Yes.
Might have been Cena's first title.
No, it was Batista.
Close to it. They might have co-main evented that
one. Don't say the answer now, but when we come back, say the answer.
Are you reading your mind?
No, I'm just I'm saying stuff to make him Google.
Do you want to smell the Taylor Swift chair I bought? Like, I'm selling smells.
It is weird that, like, whoever bought it, and again, it's for charity. That's what, you know.
Do you know that's what you're getting, though?
But, like, in my mind, some weirdo's buying it and just hold it up to his face.
So aren't you a little freaked out if you're Taylor Swift?
Like, I asked Jug this before, Jeremy Clements, who will be in tomorrow morning to talk about breaking the record of one of his mentors. Like, that's got to be disturbing.
Mr. Kenny?
Yeah.
Is he going to drive the number 51 here?
That's awesome.
He's driving a helicopter.
He's going to.
God.
That looks just like his car, the same paint scheme.
That's really
how
cool.
Jug flies. He might want to let somebody else so he can relax.
He'll be in here tomorrow morning. But why did I mention him?
I think you saw it's Pride Month and you're like, oh, okay, let me talk. I'm kidding.
Stop.
He's going to be mad about that.
He's going to punch you.
Mad that he didn't think of it before I did.
No. It was something. What, you said something there and I thought it made me think of
Jug breaking the record, San Diego, Kenny Wallace's record.
Yeah, I can't remember that.
He talked about how he looks like his dad, but with blacker hair.
Well, that was off air.
Yeah. How they're twins, but.
Yeah.
Reverse?
Yeah, crap. I can't remember now.
Well, you said that yesterday. You said you wanted him to switch.
Oh, for like Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
It would be
they
funny.
They look just alike. I mean, they're freaking twins.
Yeah. Oh, man. I can't remember now. I'll tell you what.
You didn't put your finger down. You got to go back to therapy now.
I know. I'm sitting here bouncing. No, no. I think I've been.
She says, why are you here? Well, I forgot to put my finger down, so I had to come back.
Do you forget names frequently?
Well, I do.
Yeah, I mean names, but just like when you get in a conversation and you're thinking of a retort. I said retort.
Retort.
But then you're also listening at the same time. I get distracted really.
Oh, that's our podcast, dude.
What?
Retorted. Back and forth. You know, it's just a conversation.
Definitely retorted.
Yeah, but people would spell it wrong, and then we'd get in trouble. Like, I don't think you can Google that word.
We'll have to check it out. See if it's available anyway.
Oh, it's bringing up a picture of Fatboy when I do that.
See if Audacity can buy it for us.
I gave you an out already.
I just, for some reason, don't feel like hitting the button.
Okay.
All right.
Let me get a pen.
Last time that happened, there was almost a fight in here because you would hit the button, so just hit it.
Yeah, it really was.
I have something to say. One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
That's not Blue Skies.
Is it really?
Yeah. They dropped a new album, man. Sturgill Simpson's alter ego, Johnny Blue Skies.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. I knew it was coming. I forgot to check up on it.
Yeah,
man. He did Eddie Murphy.
He did. He did a couple. I'm rejoining with another song from it later.
I like it.
It's
He does
another cover that is superb.
I kind of like this reggae sweat.
I hope he does. You can do it, put your back into it. I can do it, put your ass into it.
He does Player's Ball.
Oh, Lord.
Okay.
God, that's good.
Oh, it comes again, too. Like, does he have to pay Eddie Murphy residuals on this?
I don't know, probably. Do you think he wore the red jumpsuit when he sang it?
Oh, yeah. From Raw?
I think it was from Raw.
I get which Raw and Delirious. I forget those next up. Which outfit he wore. He wore a blue suit on one and a red on another one, Eddie Murphy.
God, red had to be Roar, I would imagine. I get it mixed up, too. I think they were the only two.
I have to think of the VHS cover. Okay, so you know how when somebody I notice it on like social media. Oh, yesterday was awful. Don't ask. And I'm the one that won't.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
you're good
I'm
about
the
that.
One that won't.
But I kind of, like, I get sucked into it a lot.
Well, you told me you had already, you've heard it twice. So I was in here, and Paige was, like, dropping these little, oh, yeah, somebody's, okay, this is what I heard.
Okay.
Can I do an impression?
Okay.
Yeah, just be careful what you're saying.
But it still itches. No, that's not true.
Oh, my God, it burns.
She called me to make sure I was okay. Because she had seen it on the news. And see, I don't watch the news.
You don't? You're good at that.
I'm great at not watching.
Oh, yeah.
So you didn't hear what happened over the weekend?
I'm wanting to...
I had a lot going on
this weekend. I had nothing going on. I went to a party.
For a
one-year-old.
It was something else, I'll be honest with you. It all happened when I just arrived at work.
Because Paige works other places, too.
Yeah.
That's right.
Like five other places.
So I get to Dillard's. I'm going down the escalator onto the second floor.
Ooh,
and as I turn around, I see people running into the store screaming.
Must have been a sale.
And so I grab this woman and I said, is there a live shooter? And she goes, yes, run.
And you should get my permission next time.
And so I went and told somebody, and they called security. And then we just waited to see. And I went to the stock room to see if it was open, because that's where I had ran before when something had happened, to lock ourselves in there if there was a live shooter.
That's the first thing you ask? Like, I wouldn't think to ask that, somebody running in. Like, is there a shooter?
Oh, that was your first
That's
question?
I didn't think about it.
When I saw somebody, I said, why are you running? Is there a live shooter? And she said, yes, there is. And then I see a group of people coming afterwards. At that, you know, and I wanted to know.
Well, she said, I'm not telling you. Or she just mocked you.
When people are screaming and running, when they're like, they're just terrified.
Right.
Even if it's a balloon pop, but this wasn't.
Well, the balloon pop was the same thing. People were running and screaming with their children. This one lady had her baby in her hand, and she was running out the door.
You're supposed to carry it like a cat when you run.
I thought like a football.
So at that point, I didn't know what direction it was coming
towards
us.
Did you hear, like, gunfire?
I did not hear it, but I know the people that I work with did hear it.
Did it go, bah, bah, bah?
Yeah. And one of our other makeup artists was at Sephora, and she heard the glass shatter and the gunshots, and they ran out the back.
I would have thought Stone Cold was there.
So apparently it was a shooting over by the food court.
What's going on, Terry? By the food court?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Miles
so we were waiting to get instructions to see, and I kind of like had my stuff with me. I was just watching to see in what direction to go. And where people were going, the exits, because I was telling this girl that I work with, be careful running out the door because you don't know who has a gun or what the story is yet. Yes. Don't run into the parking lot because you may be shot and be someone's
You should have went on
car.
Live. You should have live streamed it.
No, I didn't want to go live because I was just waiting to see what, you know, where people were running to, because they were getting out to the exits. There was.
It sounds like you got trained in. Do they tell you what to say? Or are you just telling this stuff to people?
No, I just kind of was calm and I don't know. I think I just watched people run towards me and just the fear in their eyes, I knew that there was something bad. And if they were coming my way.
They must have seen the movie. They want an autograph.
No, I never thought that. I just wanted to help people and get them to the exit because I was just saying, go that way, go straight.
Wow. Okay.
Dang,
I want to do another impression. I'm not making fun of the incident at all. Mm-hmm. Just a serious incident occurred at the mall yesterday involving reports of gunfire. Fortunately, this store is safe, and we were successfully evacuated. Yesterday, as I descended the elevator to the second floor at work, I noticed people rushing into the store from the mall. I approached a woman who was running and inquired if there was an active shooter, to which she responded that she had witnessed someone being shot over in the food court. The mall has returned now to normal operations, and we're back to work. Thank you for all your kind words. You approached a woman.
I did.
Nice.
I'm not calling BS on you, but I'm calling BS on the people. If that happened, to run to where you are from where that happened is kind of out of the way.
It is, but people were leaving as they were going there because they were told to evacuate. Because people, when the shots, get down, and people ran out the door. People left their things. One lady ran out and lost one of her shoes.
Jesus.
It was panic because, I mean, I heard from 12 to 20 gunshots.
Oh, that's a lot. There was reports of a lot of shots.
And the glass shattering was very loud. So if you hear that kind of
that
stuff.
That could have been stone cold.
Could have been.
You like that? Is it got bald?
Yeah, that like the.
Swilling beer?
I don't know exactly around. I know.
That's swilling.
Where, like, it was the glass. What do you call that thing?
Window?
No.
Door.
Pane. Yeah,
there were windows, and then there was like a fence thing over by the food court. What do you call that? Like a gate?
A rail?
Rail. Thank you. Yeah. Glass rail.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know exactly where it began because I wasn't there, but I just got reports of people screaming and running towards.
Do you want to convert back to your news day when you're in California and get like one of the makeup artists to like be your cameraman and say, I want to go live right now?
God, like I'm surprised. I haven't seen video. I'm surprised.
Texas Skyski reporting live here at Dillard's.
Mm, a bunch of kids shooting each other in the food court.
I don't know if I would go live.
Was it kids?
17-year-old, yeah.
Without having, I mean, at that point, I was more worried about getting people out of the store than trying to.
Was someone getting a makeover and they had to run out of the store and half their face is made up and the other half isn't?
Well, there was one lady.
Like
there was one lady that
turned from the side to side.
That stayed because she had a concealed carry gun. And
like, what if you were taking a dump?
Told her daughter
she
was okay.
In the mall bathroom, and all of a sudden you heard that. Like, I think I'd go again.
I was
literally, I'm in the right spot right now.
I feel like you'd be the guy in Nagasaki as soon as they dropped the bomb, making fun of all the people running around.
Oh, I would be the one that when I heard people screaming, I'm like, I'm sorry, I'll flush.
But in all honesty, when people see people run, common sense makes them want to leave too.
Right.
Nobody was staying except, you know, people that.
Yeah.
I might have ran through Cheesecake Factory and grabbed a celebration slice.
And, right. then they closed our doors. And we waited, and then when the police
came. Did the news come?
No, the police came, and we were escorted out with our hands up in the air.
Whoa!
A lot of cops, I saw.
And
with your hands in the air?
Yeah, and they were searching our store to make sure nobody was in there with a gun.
Wow.
One guy owns a little jewelry pagoda, like out in the middle, like a little island.
Oh, he pierces there.
He said he didn't want to go back until he knew it was safe.
And here's the thing. That's why I was watching, because if somebody ran in with a gun, they can go to the dressing rooms, they can go hide, and then we're in a worse situation.
Well, I don't know. Like, I thought there were detectors. I guess there's not. As soon as you walk in, there probably will be now. There should be.
Metal detectors?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's metal. Something. Metal.
Yeah, I mean, something to, or, you know, like a Paige mentioned guards. Maybe they should have guards, like, you know, more guards around the mall.
Well, I mean, the worst time, Friday and Saturday, at least on those days.
Live from CallRob.com studio, who just met Lieutenant freaking Dangle at the airport. God, Rob. It's time to say, hey, famous
That's
people
awesome.
Celebrating the birthday on the day, June 16th. Happy birthday,
suck it.
All Juneteenths are not created equal.
That is true. Hello, friends. This is the birthday of a two-time Masters champion. Who's been embroiled in some controversy here in the last week or two.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
I can't do a good...
Paige might even know who this is.
Oh, Paige. Who is it?
He's been accused of inappropriate...
Was it that guy when he was talking about the Masters menu? Was it that guy?
He's been accused of inappropriate physical contact...
Yes.
With a female attendant of the golf club that he just got kicked out of. But his lawyer said that there's video evidence that will exonerate him. So.
I can't remember who it is. I know who it is, but I can't remember.
If you keep Googling it there, you'll have it.
What if I give you his nickname? Would that help you out? She's going to get it.
Who is it? Is it Rory? I don't know.
Imagine if she was on Jeopardy. I don't know, Alex. Who is it? You ask me other questions. Why don't you tell me?
It is Lefty.
Put that in the form of an answer. He has arthritis real bad. He has hair that looks like he just got off a yacht and he just slicked it back with his hand.
Can't remember if it's rheumatoid or psoriatic, but he's got one of the two.
I think it's rheumatoid.
Yeah.
Oh, who is it?
Oh, you know who it
Phil
is.
Phil Mickelson.
Oh, that's right.
You didn't know who it was.
Not related to
Buck Mickelson.
No, I watched
it on the news the other day about that, and I was like, with the Masters and everything.
You know, you said lefty, and I was thinking of Pancho because you were talking about Willie Nelson.
I know. Come a federal thing.
No, it wasn't.
It has Stone Cold's cat's name, what? Pancho.
Pancho and Macho. Two solid-ass cats.
Solid-ass cats.
That's kind of cute.
That's Pancho and that's Macho.
I'm going to... You know what I was
That was Sue Bob. That was not Stone Cold.
It made me think of...
Sue Bob.
Hello, friends.
Were you kind of shocked? I know this is like old news kind of, maybe. It's ongoing, but like I thought... We might would have seen Greg Norman's name on files because he was close friends with Clinton.
Oh.
When Clinton twisted his ankle or broke his ankle or whatever, he was Greg Norman's house drinking and fell down the flight of steps.
I did not hear that he was at Norman's house.
Oh, yeah. They were like, maybe he disassociated when he found out the company he was keeping.
You know, Phil kind of tarnished his career by this whole LIV turn because, I mean, LIV golf, it's not real golf. It's a joke. You know, it's not serious. You know, now there are good players on LIV, but the setup itself is dumb.
So do NBA players or whatever look at that, those little leagues that they do, 3-on-3 leagues, they think the same thing?
No, not really, because they're not in direct competition. No, or they don't try to be.
That's true.
Plus the old guys, I mean, the big three, you have to be a player, to men or women.
I'm going to say lefty is 56, but I want to say 7 for some reason.
57 then.
Oh, he is 56. Don't say 57. Stick with 56. It's not my chair's birthday. Because that's. The
only thing. Look at my screen. I'm getting ready to send a galley email.
It's the only thing you hear.
That's funky. That's funky.
Oh, so it is an NWA-er.
Huh. Okay.
Okay, I'm glad I didn't say that the other way.
I am too. Yeah. I'm glad you went with the day.
I'm glad we weren't.
If the party never stops.
Yep.
If the party never stops. Okay.
So if you had to guess,
Ice Cube had a birthday the other day.
Yep.
Easy's gone.
Rest in peace.
I think DOC's gone. They always referred to him like he was dead. I don't know if he's still alive or not. Is he DJ Yala?
It is not.
Then it's Dre.
No.
Okay. So, oh, wait a minute. Oh, hold on.
Oh. I mean, see.
Oh, no, man, you're going to talk.
I got to.
Yeah, but. Take my headphones off. I still hear you talk. Damn.
It's like you're
stuck. That's funky. I keep wanting to say DJ Lethal. That's Limp Bizkit.
All right, for time purposes.
So, Dre, Ice Cube, Yella. God bless. I feel so white.
You are. It's MC Ren.
McRin. It's McRin.
I heard
right
here.
It's
McRin. Damn it.
I like to see you on Jeopardy.
Send him something.
I see you both on Jeopardy.
I know. That's what I get.
Shut up, Ken.
Oh, shut up, Ken Jennings.
Segan's at the crossroads.
I'm going to say
that's for E, not McRin.
That McRin is, I'm going to say Big 60. Big 60.
Big
60. This ain't Winn-Dixie, buddy.
That reminds me of Winn-Dixie.
He's 57 years old today.
Close.
Now, for sake of time purposes, it is Aunt Jackie's birthday.
Okay.
And if you watch Gein, you could see her underwear hair.
Gein.
As her dead body
lays there. You said it was terrible. Why would I watch it?
Well, I didn't know if that was like a stunt bush or if that was actually Aunt Jackie's.
No, she meant the show, so no, not a bush.
Not a very good show at all. I didn't like
it. I'm going to say Aunt Jackie.
Is that how he sounds?
Yeah. Charlie Hunnam's good with the show.
Yeah, that's what they were saying. Like, he didn't talk like that in real life. That's just the character adaptation.
That's just horrible.
I'm going to say that Aunt Jackie's 66.
65.
She is 71 years old today. You mentioned it earlier. I said it was his birthday. So Roberto Duran.
Oh, yes.
You're going to guess him.
Not associated with the 80s rock band. That was Roberto Duran Duran.
Simon LeBone.
Big one?
Yeah, it's a big one.
70.
70.
75 years old for Roberto Duran. And happy heavenly birthday.
Machiavelli.
Lost him in 1996. Today he would have been.
You know what the answer is?
What?
Forever.
It is forever. At least his music was.
That's how long we'll mourn him.
55 years old Tupac would have been today. Can you imagine that?
Really?
You know what 55. I'll do to celebrate this belatedly? Tomorrow I'll rejoin with Mark Hendricks singing Tupac. I really will.
When he died.
Is this edited?
We're about to find out. No longer with us, he deceased. Remix.
It's weird you went with that song.
I don't like Dear Mama. I hate that song.
Dear Mama is not my favorite.
Life Goes On is the best Tupac song ever. I didn't have it edited or handy.
Oh.
Did you want me to play How Do You Want It? How Do You Feel coming up? There's a honky in the casket.
In the casket, living in the fast lane. I'm for real. How long?
I couldn't play Machiavelli because... You know, you would get no words. It would be all music. All bleeps.
Oh my God.
All through your body like a 12-gauge shoddy.
Oh, man.
Man, I'm going to sag my shorts halfway today in honor of...
I'm going to take this bandana that I'm wearing, and I'm going to turn it backwards.
Turn it backwards?
Yeah. Thank God it's not red, because those are not my colors.
I'm going to write Thug Life on my stomach. And
call me Uncle Jemina.
You're fun.
God dang it.
Okay.
I got the last bottle of that syrup, by the way, they ever made.
Ever?
Yeah, it's in the office.
I don't believe it.
Yeah, it is. I bought it for him. It's the last one off the line. I bought it at a charity auction.
We got it. Now, if you go to Lando Lakes.
I don't know what charity it was.
Yeah, what kind of charity?
No, it was, though. It was.
Go look at Lando Lakes. They don't put the Indian on the butter anymore. Can't get that.
He got the Lodal, the last off the line.
Is Uncle Ben still a thing?
No.
I thought that got changed, too.
He transitioned.
It's just called Uncle.
Yeah.
It's just Uncle's Rice.
Just Big Unc.
They took Ben off it completely. That's messed up.
Yeah. Just Uncle Rice.
Put it back. I'm going to put it back for Friday. How about that?
Well, now you can't even call it Rice-A-Roni. It's a San Francisco treat anymore. We know what the treat is out there.
Take it.
Yeah.
Happy Friday,
San Francisco treat. What's up, guys?
It's just Cisco Rice.
Okay. Tomorrow, speaking of people who... love San Francisco. Jeremy Clements will be in with us. He'll be racing out on the West Coast.
Yeah, he'll be in San Diego. Then Sonoma.
Yeah.
Wine country.
Yeah. And he's going to be breaking one of his heroes' records.
That's beautiful. Yep.
And
I don't think anybody's going to break it after Jug.
No. No. No, this is one of those that it'll be like the Cal Ripken Jr. record of... I'm doing it dry now. The Cal Ripken Jr. record of NASCAR.
We got to not talk to him today so we can, you know, not waste our questions.
Done. I'll take care of that easily. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Jug will be in to be decided. Jug, if you're listening now, do you want 7 or 8 o'clock?
Hit us up.
Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. God bless America. It is good.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.